welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I think today we should give an update on the garden, what's growing in your garden, and our plans for this summer and the farmer's market.
Oh my gosh, there's so much going on right now. This is early May, and we have had a ton of rain, like a lot of rain.
Oh, a deluge.
Yeah, it's so I've had trouble working the market beds, so, but I work any chance I get, and right now I am officially done with this semester, so I'm not officially retired from Eastern yet, but, for all practical purposes, I am full-time farmer starting Woo-hoo! Tomorrow, which is totally awesome.
Cowbell.
So I've been working beds as I can, a little bit at a time, because as you know, we do everything by hand. So I'm turning those with a broad fork, using a hoe and a rake to get out any kind of junk that may be in there.
Makes me think of that John Denver song.
I know, that's my favorite song.
A hoe and a rake.
Yes.
Occasionally, we'll break out the BCS tractor.
Not usually on the market beds. Not in the market beds anymore. We try not to do that because we're really trying to do no-till there. We are going to have to till up an area so that I can plant sunflowers and
new stuff. And,
yeah. So we will. That's not food. That's not our food stuff. But we're going to have to break that ground up a little bit. It's too hard to get seeds in there. But as far as the market beds, we are already harvesting. I've been harvesting salad blend, spinach, radishes, arugula.
We've had a little bit of asparagus for us.
So we're starting to get some stuff. I have radishes coming up, beets coming up. Carrots starting to come up. So I've been able to work a little bit at a time, but I would like to be further along than what I am now because I'm ready to put in tomato plants. I've started hardening off the tomato plants and getting those prepared for the ground. And the ground's just not prepared yet. So I'm hoping that we can get a little bit of a dry spell.
That's one of the things about being a farmer on any level. Mm-hmm. You are beholden to the weather patterns.
Yes. And there's not much you can do but just wait. And because you don't want to go out there and work the soil when it's wet. That's just asking for problems. You're going to get blight and fungus and all kinds of junk in there that you're not going to want so that you won't have healthy plants. So I just have to be patient, and I'm really not good at that.
It is hard when you're ready, the weather is warmer, and you just want to get out there and play in the dirt.
Yeah, but there's plenty of other things that need to be done. We have lots of weeds, so I've been doing a lot of weeding. And we have this new orchard, so I've been tending to that. And I've got some prairie plants. I've put in about 35 prairie plants so far in a new area that we're developing, a pollinator area. So I'm able to do stuff. And of course, we have the bees now. And so there's things to do, but it's like I'm ready to get the food in.
Yes. And we are excited for market season, which will start May 18th. At the 18th Street Farmers Market in front of the Health Department building in that parking lot, and it will run through September. And we just have the best time there.
Mm-hmm, we do. And we're looking forward to that. And we got a little taste of it this weekend. And so this yesterday would have been May 4th. We had the 18th Street Block Party, and we were invited to be a part of that. And Steve at Home Again Consignment asked us to set up in front of his business. And we had a great day.
We had an incredible
day.
The
weather was awful.
It was. It was muddy and rainy and cool.
Oh, yeah. We had mud all over us and it was cold.
But we had some of our wonderful customers who came out and braved the elements to come visit our booth and see what we had to offer.
And we did have produce. We had some produce. Our friend grower Martha had beautiful spinach, the giant spinach, and rhubarb. And those were really popular. We had salad blend and radishes. And our produce went very quickly.
It did.
And the scones were all gone within about an hour and a half.
Yes. I think I just can't hardly make enough scones to satisfy the appetites of Charleston.
It's great. And we had people that came out, and it was really not a comfortable day. On a Saturday, if I wouldn't have had something to do, it would have been real easy just to stay in and not get out in that nasty weather. But we had so many customers that said that they came just for scones, and that made us feel so good.
Oh, it really did. And we had some jam available. And
we sold a lot of jam. We had a really good day.
We did. We had our balms available. Our
balms.
I have to be careful because I don't want anybody to think we're selling balms.
B-A-L-M-S.
Yes. So we have Beak Balm, Rainy Balm, Phantom Balm, Gert's Garden Balm. We have soaps.
Yeah,
we've started a line of soap now.
We sold quite a few soaps.
We did. And really, we feel so blessed with our regular customers and all of you who come to see us and make a special effort to stop by and talk and give us an update. And that just really means a lot to us.
And a lot of the people that were there, some of them had been out to the Merck over the winter, but a good majority of them had not been to the Merck. So we caught up with a lot of people we hadn't seen since
months.
Last September.
Yes.
And it was so nice. So now I'm just ready to go.
Oh yeah, that really energizes us.
It
when
does.
We see the response of all of our customers. So I think a little cowbell for all of you. You know who you are.
Thank you all so much for, I can't tell you how much it encourages us because it takes a lot of effort to bring stuff to you and I appreciate the feedback. That's just
absolutely
so kind.
So we will continue our product line. We're always trying to find things to expand into, but really also just in terms of volume of things that we bring. Your salad blend is phenomenal. It is tender and delicious and buttery, and people just scoop that up in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that went really quickly. Now, I didn't have a bunch this week, but I have several. I think I have four different stages of salad blend growing right now. That's one thing that I was able to get in because I can just work a section at a time, get it sewed. So I do have lots of that coming up. So we will have more of that.
Yes.
Probably until maybe mid-June or so. Whenever it starts to get hot, it won't do so well.
Right.
But then we'll switch over to other things. Carrots, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, all those kinds of delicious things.
That just makes me hungry thinking about it.
I know.
So we are off and running for market season. A lot of good things to come. And we hope we can see all of you. Stop by. Tell us that you've listened to the podcast. We really appreciate that.
That was one of the... We had several people tell us that they listened to the podcast. And we are still amazed. It's like,
we are.
Oh my gosh, why? But I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate that you tell us that you listen to it. That makes us feel good. And
it's encouraging for more of what we do.
Yeah. And so you started a big order yesterday for the farm.
So, oh, wow. Yeah, it's time to buy supplies for the season. Yeah,
because we need to buy packaging supplies. We need to buy flour. And so we do all that fresh from the very beginning of the season so that, you know, we start out fresh. And so yesterday you made a big order.
I did.
Which was awesome. So it's like for real now.
It is. The season is here and yeah. We are hyped.
Yep. We're hyped. We're ready. And I'm just hoping that maybe it'll dry out a little bit so I can get a few more things planted.
Yes, I'm sure that it will.
I think it will. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.